Sergei Eisenstein's cinematic masterpiece, The Battleship Potemkin, was filmed in 1925. Initially, it was roundly criticized for the infamous scene of the shooting on the Odessa steppes, where a mother is hit by a bullet while attempting to escape with her baby. At the end of the scene, the pram rolls down the steps alone, with the mother having been killed. The film tells the story of the mutiny on the battleship Potemkin, and was released internationally as well as throughout the Soviet Union. A number of posters were produced for the film, including one that was designed by Alexander Rodchenko, an avant-garde painter who was renowned for his experiments in photography and graphic design. Rodchenko's poster makes notable use of the artist's preferred geometric form, namely the circle, which he often employed in his abstract pictorial works, his sketches for decorative fabrics, and his designs for promotional posters. Here, Rodchenko presents a symmetrical composition featuring two circles that contain illustrations of scenes from the film. The red and green background is reminiscent of a chessboard. Although the poster is decidedly constructivist in nature, it is also rather terse, containing little of the film's emotion and drama. A far more expressive solution was required, and in this respect, the poster designed by the artist Anton Lavinsky was much better suited to the themes of the film. Although the design is also constructivist, it is very different to the image produced by Rodchenko. The overarching image and theme of Lavinsky's poster are the two ships' guns, which also happen to play a key role in one of the film's most intense episodes. The black mouths of the guns evoke a sense of fear and distress, and stand in stark contrast to the yellow background. In the foreground, there is a photorealistic image of one of the mutinous sailors. Unlike Rodchenko's poster, which featured a number of figures, this close-up of the sailor's face combines much more successfully with the film's themes, as well as providing a more expressive and psychologically insightful focal point.